Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how Americans really speak English by using reduced forms. Have you ever noticed how Americans don't always pronounce the sounds of every word? It seems like certain sounds are being swallowed, shortened, or even disappearing. This is because native speakers use something known as reduced forms. A reduced form is a word whose vowel has been shortened or reduced. Reduced forms are sometimes called weak forms. Using reduced forms is an important way to make the rhythm and intonation of your speech flow and sound more like a native speaker's. It will also make it easier for native speakers to understand you. What's more, becoming aware of them will make it easier for you to understand what native speakers are saying. The focus of this week's podcast is to review what a reduced form is and when Americans use them. We're also going to practice using a new reduced form in some key phrases of American English. So let's review what a reduced form is. In your native language, the way a word is spelled is usually the way it is pronounced. There is a direct relationship between spelling and pronunciation. As you probably know, this is not always the case in English. Listen to the following sentence and notice how certain words have shorter vowels than others. I made her steak and eggs for breakfast. Notice how the words her, and for are reduced, pronounced with shorter vowels, a disappearing consonant, H, and also have lower pitches. Reduced forms are unstressed words whose vowel quality changes. In some cases, a consonant may disappear as well. Just as we reduce unstressed syllables of words, we also reduce unstressed structure words of sentences. For a full detailed explanation of reduced forms, I recommend that you listen to our last podcast, Podcast 88. And for complete instruction and practice on all the reduced forms of English, be sure to try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training, which now has an extensive special section on reduced forms. This week, we're going to focus on the reduced form of the preposition for, F-O-R. F-O-R is pronounced for with the vowel sound or. But if that word falls on an unstressed place in a phrase, an American will reduce it. The reduced form of for is fur. From for to fur. Let's compare and contrast the full form with the reduced form. The full form, for. The reduced form, fur. Let's practice saying the reduced form. Please listen and repeat. Fur. Now let's hear this reduced form in context, in a phrase. Jen's looking for a new roommate. Notice that I did not say, Jen's looking for a new roommate. This pronunciation does not sound natural, like a native speaker's, because I overstressed the word for. Instead of saying fur, I said for. But a native speaker, an American, will most likely say, Jen's looking for a new roommate, fur. Looking for a new roommate. If you're having difficulty pronouncing the American sound, as in fur, you can find a full lesson in previous podcasts and also in Best Accent Training MP3s. Now let's practice using the reduced form fur in some phrases. Remember, fur will be pronounced fur. Also, it's important to realize that when you curl your tongue tip to say er, as in fur, it's not necessary to curl as much or as long as you normally would, because this word is not stressed. You just need to curl and uncurl. Get into the position and get out. Fur. Please listen and repeat the following phrases and sentences containing the reduced form fur. 2 for the price of 1. She's looking for a job. Sarah and John were made for each other. Today's lesson focused on one reduced form, fur, pronounced fur. There are many other reduced forms in English which need to be mastered in order to speak clearly and correctly. Speaking English with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, reduced forms, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.